This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We've got Mlambo and associate Putebogo Maisela is standing by on MUT Radio to speak about mediation. Putebs, thank you so much for joining us once again on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
It's good to be here.
Thank you so much, loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Today we're speaking about something very interesting. Yokulungisa problems between two or more parties in mediation. Mm-hmm. But please do elaborate. Masikhuluma nge mediation. When we speak of CCMA, there's things like conciliation and mediation. What exactly are we speaking about, masikhuluma nge mediation?
100%. No, thank you for the opportunity, Awetu. Look, mediation is a form of dispute resolution, right, where we have a neutral third party called a mediator who will then help two or more people or groups of people in resolving a conflict through discussion and negotiation without having to go to court and going through the whole process of litigation. So that's what it simply means. And also, look, mediation by its very nature, it is voluntary. The parties choose to go to mediation. It's not imposed through them like how it would be through the courts. It is also confidential, so it's also a good thing. So whatever is said in mediation typically stays private and cannot be used in court later on. The mediator acts as a neutral person. They aren't allowed to take sides or make decisions, but rather they act as a guide in creating conversation between two parties that have a conflict. Furthermore, it is also flexible. You know, solutions can be more creative and tailored than what a court order might impose on parties. And it's also collaborative. You know, the focus is on finding a solution that all parties can agree upon.
Mm. You mentioned that it's voluntary. What are the benefits of going to mediation?
100%. Look, I think the most glaring one, which is most important to all people out there, is that it's more cost effective than litigation. You know, it's far cheaper than having to hire counsel and attorneys and so on. And the good thing about mediation is that it also focuses on resolving the dispute versus Masilwasiye court. We want to win. You know, you want to make the other party feel good. You know, you have more power, you have more money. So mediation is about, you know, finding a resolution. And it is also time saving. You know, cases resolved through mediation are settled faster than those that go through the full court process. You know, and look, there's also a benefit because as it stands now, the current trajectory in South African legal system is that it's moving towards mediation. So that's a good benefit. So it'll help people's pockets. It'll help matters move faster. You know, it'll be more cost effective. So resolving disputes currently, the current trajectory in South Africa is moving towards mediation. And furthermore, it's a preservation of relationships. You know, it's more collaborative in nature. Mediation helps professionals or professional relationships maintain, you know, their integrity. It can be family disputes as well in cases of divorce. You know, when you go through mediation, you're able to sit down with your partner if you're going through a divorce and the kids. You're able to sit down and have a discussion and find a resolution instead of fighting and pulling each other in court and all those things. So it's very good in that sense. Those are the benefits.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are challenges and some things to consider before going to this process. What could possibly be the disadvantages and challenges of this process in mediation?
100%. Look, despite its many benefits, mediation faces challenges as meaning, you know, because of digital literacy issues, concerns over data privacy in online sessions, and a need for consistent mediator training. You know, because as we're going through the years, disputes are becoming more complex, you know. So mediators need to adapt and handle intricate commercial, whether family or community disputes more effectively. So we need to have more training in that sense to handle such delicate and more complicated matters. And in the 21st century, challenges in mediation require ongoing adaptation, like I said, in training and innovation. And also the development of clear regulatory framework for online mediation, because as you know, we are now going into the digital space, so everything is mostly done online now. So we need a more regulatory framework in that sense for online mediation sessions, as well as ethical guidelines that account for digital environments, you know. And also we need more awareness, you know, a commitment to promoting public awareness and maintaining trust in mediation as a valuable tool for resolving disputes in the modern world. You know, people still feel that their matters can only be entrusted by courts, you know, so we need to get the message out to say, look, mediation is also a way that can resolve matters. It is solution driven. And it can really, you know, create better outcomes in contrast to courts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not happy about a decision that's been taken in the mediation process, can you still go to court?
No, 100%. You know, mediation, it's only a facilitation of a solution between parties, you know. So you can still go to court. If you've got the penny to the back to spend money in litigation, you can still go there. Mediation does not stop you from going into litigation. It's more of a facilitation to say, look, let's sit down, let's talk as kulumeni inkinga zethu, and resolve them outside of court, you know, and preserve relationships. So to answer your question again, yes, you can still go to court. Mm. Mediation does not stop you to go to court. It's only a solution. It's part of the ADR, the Alternative Dispute Resolution Mechanisms, to solve matters faster and much more cost-effectively.
Mm, okay, interesting. Now, there has been a recent development of mediation in the courts of late. Can you please explain to us what that entails, Mr. Tebo?
100%. Look, as it stands now, our judge president, the Southern Gauteng, has initiated a directive in the division of the High Court. You know, recently we've been seeing that trial dates you can literally have a trial date as far as 2031. So what that means, if you're in Gauteng and somebody bumps your car and you want to get your monies back and you issue out, you're looking for a trial date, you can literally only have your matter heard as late as 2031, which is absolutely ridiculous. So the judge president has said, look, I'm now creating a rule that will now be peremptory, that will no longer be directive, in that mediation must now take place. You know, and this is now effective from 22 April 2025. And what this essentially means that mediation in civil matters will no longer be a box-ticking exercise as referred to in the rules in respect of the courts. It is now mandatory. So just to take you a bit into more detail, in the magistrate's court, we have what we call Rule 71.1, which speaks of mediation. So parties, when they engage in civil matters, they must have they must consider mediation, right? And in the high courts, it is 41A, meaning that all parties that issue summons in those courts, they must consider mediation. Mm. Now, with this new directive, it means that now mediation must take place. You know, it must take place. There has to be a full-on mediator, a full-on session with a report before you can actually go to court. So it's no longer just a box-ticking exercise. People need to have a full-on session with which, if that fails, then only you can then go to court. So I think in that sense, it is a good thing. We are stepping into the right direction.
Mm, beautiful. There is a Nomfundo here on my WhatsApp. Nomfundo is currently asking about the difference between mediation and arbitration, including conciliation, because she says she finds it difficult. I find it difficult to differentiate between the three.
Okay. So in arbitration, right, a neutral person that's called an arbitrator acts as a judge, right, and makes a binding decision for the parties, keyword there being binding, right? Now, in mediation, there's a person that we call a facilitator who facilitates the discussion and helps the parties reach a voluntary agreement. So those are the key differences there. So in arbitration, a person acts as a judge and they find a decision which is binding between the both of you. You cannot go outside of this decision, right? And in mediation, we find a resolution that is best discussed and suited and tailored for the both of us. That's the key difference between arbitration and mediation. Right. And then she spoke also of conciliation, if I heard you correctly.
Yes.
Okay. So conciliation, the best way to understand it, I will give a typical example in the household. If you are still young and you are fighting with your siblings and your mom comes in and says, stop it. All right. And then she says to you, okay, from now on, I'm taking your toys. Don't touch Teboho's toys. Don't touch Awetu's toys. She's coming in as a person that facilitates our fight and tells us what the probable solutions are. That's conciliation. For instance, again, in the CCMA, you're fighting with your employer. You come to the CCMA. The conciliator says, okay, fine. This is what the solution is going to be between you and your employer. I've heard your submissions. This is what the decision is going to be between you and your employer. That is conciliation. They are coming in to intervene in a fight and give a probable solution. Whereas mediation, we are coming and sitting down and finding a solution based on what we think is best for us.
Hopefully, Nomfundo, you did get that one. And as we conclude, Teboho, what advice would you give now to the listener and the public at large about this process and mediation?
Look, I would advise individuals to review all the contractual agreements thoroughly, regardless of their complexity or perceived significance. It can be something as complex as a business commercial agreement, and something as trivial as a cell phone contract. Go through those contracts and see if there is a mediation clause and insert a mediation clause. That will help you that in the event where there are disputes, you can use that clause to sit down with the aggrieved party and find a solution without having to go to court. So that will encourage people to handle disputes much more cost effectively. And also, I would encourage that students read more, especially law students in your university, to read more about mediation, as this is increasingly becoming the preferred method of dispute resolution. Also, particularly, I'll speak to law students. Law students in particular should consider enrolling in courses on mediation and alternative dispute resolution to stay aligned with the evolving legal landscape. And also gaining skills in mediation, which will not only enhance their legal education, but also equip themselves with practical tools that are highly valuable in the modern legal practice. So we should shy away from the old way of litigation. Litigation, whether you like it or not, it's now heading towards alternative dispute resolutions such as mediation. And so most importantly, please, people, let's look at our contracts. Let's look at our cell phone contracts, our lease agreements, students that are renting from people outside the university, to have their mediation clauses inserted so that when things go south, you are able to have a solution to something that is more cost effective instead of being dragged to court.
You are touching on Anyenje. That is usually a problem, an issue when it comes to lease agreements between tenants and Amakashi. It's a topic for another day. But I like what you mentioned today.
And students as well. So remember, I was also a student, so I know very well what happens there.
It's always a problem. It's always a problem. But you mentioned something that litigation can sometimes take time. And years. So you can just resort to mediation.
100%. You can. Hence, I'm saying that it's important, because remember these disagreements, they mostly come from contractual agreements, leases, ama cell phone, e-mod, or when you buy a car, you've got some disagreements with the person that you bought the car from. If you have a mediation clause in that contract, it's easier to then navigate finding a solution, because then you can just bring up that clause, layer mediation, and have that as a solution for trying to find a resolution to a dispute.
Deborah, thank you so much for joining us once again on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show and enlightening us about all these legal issues that many people, I believe, would face. As we close, how can we get hold of Imlambo and Associates?
Imlambo, you can contact us on 010-502-0626. You can also find us at info@mlambolegal.co.za or www.mlambolegal.co.za. And we also do provide mediation services. So if you do require any mediation services, Mlambo and Associates does have accredited mediation. Solution-driven solutions for your problems. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. That was Teboho from Imlambo and Associates.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.